A group of climbers that successfully retraced the 100-year-old footsteps of their ancestors have, by reaching the summit of Denali last month, have completed their long walk out to civilization. KTNA's Philip Manning spoke to some members of the climb in Talkeetna and has the story.
The Centennial Denali expedition arrived in Talkeetna late on July 3rd after retracing their ancestors' steps all the way to the top of North America. On June 28th, five men, most with direct family ties to the original 1913 summit team, made the final ascent from the Harper Glacier along with four guides from Alaska Mountaineering School. They spent half an hour on Denali's summit and then began the long trek back down. Of the six descendants who set out on the expedition, five reached the summit. Only one had ever climbed Denali before. For the rest, the total of their experience in the Alaska Range was a mountaineering course earlier in the summer. The expedition encountered very favorable weather conditions, and Alaskan-born Dana Wright explains how the fortunate weather helped them to the top.
It made it a lot easier. I mean, sometimes we see some clouds rolling, it's like, oh, here comes the storm, and then the clouds just roll right over, and then it's blue skies again. It's like, oh, okay, we're moving again, and it really made it easy for us to find a good route and made it easy for us to see all the objective hazards that were in the way. So, I mean, I couldn't ask for better conditions, and it really just up the chances for us, and so it worked out incredibly well.
Wright is a descendant of Walter Harper, the first man to ever set foot on the summit of Denali. He describes how he also became the first in his expedition to reach the 20,320-foot pinnacle.
You know, we're all on rope teams, and it was a guided expedition, but the guys that were ahead just stopped, and they're like, you know, get up there, you know, do your thing. And so it was really cool. It was an awesome summit day. We got some good photos right before the weather started socking in around us.
The most technically challenging part of the climb is Karstens Ridge, named for Harry Karstens, one of the members of the 1913 expedition. Karstens' great-grandson Ken describes the climb on the ridge that bears his family name.
The ridge itself was immaculate. In 1913, they spent weeks carving out footsteps and trying to find a route up that ridge. It was very clear. It was very obvious which way we were supposed to go. And looking out over those views, it was just incredible.
Hunter Dahlberg, one of the four guides that accompanied the expedition, says that while Karstens Ridge is the most difficult part of the expedition's route in terms of climbing difficulty, the hardest part of the trip is much closer to sea level.
The most challenging part is the walk in from the roadhead, the 20 plus miles that you walk with heavy loads to get to the glacier. And you're crossing rivers, you're swatting mosquitoes, you're, you know, doing long days on muddy trails, and then you have to do that on the way out. And the river was higher, and so, you know, that section provides the real barrier to the Muldo route. And it often weeds out those with less intestinal fortitude.
In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.